This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast, and may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this day and forevermore. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we're from the throne of grace, we come to You humbling ourselves and need Thy mighty hand here tonight in the name of Jesus. Before we go any further, we actually look deep down our hearts, deep down within our soul. If there's any sin that's actually beset us, we just shake it off, actually put it in our hand, put it in the seal of forgiveness, cast it as far as the east is from the west. And Father, I will give You the praise, the glory, and the honor. As we decrease, the Spirit of God in us increase in the name of Jesus. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that's trying to hit the word of God, we're going forward. Father, we'll give You the praise, the glory, and the honor. Hide us at Calvary's cross and our deliverance place. Use us, Father God, for Thy glory. We answer prayers on request, but most of all, the salvation to go forth, the kingdom of God may grow. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we'll give You the praise, the glory, and the honor here, this night, and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, and amen. If you have your Bible, amen, I'd like you to open up to the book of Proverbs, chapter 28 and 13, and it reads, "He that covers his sin shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy." In the book of Ephesians 2, verse 8 and 9, where it says, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Just for the next few minutes, I want to talk about God's grace and mercy is available for you. God's grace and mercy is available for you in 2024. Brothers and sisters in Christ, through the use of the internet, we are able to teach and preach on a local level and be able to reach on a global level. So we thank God for that tool. We thank God for His grace and His mercy that He has extended upon our lives. It is indeed a blessing to be alive. It's indeed a blessing to be on top of the ground, ground not on top of us. Every day that we open up our eyes gives us another opportunity to reach someone for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that is still lost, that is torn from the flow up, that one that needs help on a spiritual basis. It's up to us as born-again believers of Christ, those that God has saved, sanctified, to give us the opportunity to go out and tell someone about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and what He did on Calvary, shedding His blood for you and me. Oh, Heavenly Father, we are thankful and grateful this night. Beloved, the word grace, we're talking about God's grace and God's mercy is available for us in 2024. We look at the word grace. Grace is defined in biblical terms as being God's free gift, spontaneous gift, and unexpected. Grace is having favor from God, a favor that's not earned, a favor but they can't buy. It is a gift from God. By believing in Christ, to live faithfully means that you continuously forgive judgment. The Bible says, therefore, now there is no condemnation to them that walk as still with the Holy Spirit, and walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. So, beloved, the word mercy simply means to show a loving compassion, tender mercy, tender undertone to all the works we do. Yes, beloved, we are commanded by God to act according to what Psalms 103, verse 8 says. The Lord is merciful, he's gracious, slow to anger, and abiding love. God's grace and his mercy is available for us on a daily basis in 2024. When we look at the book of Hebrew 4, verse 15 and 16, it says, for we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmity, but was in all points tempted, like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Here, the Apostle Paul is encouraging the Hebrew to remind them about having a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of their infirmities, but in all points tempted, like as we are, yet without sin. Yes, when we look around in 2024 as followers of Christ, we see all around us temptation that is at our fingertips. Everywhere we see, even during these weather, the forecast being unpredictable, people is still attaching themselves to the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. As we go further by God's mercy and grace in this year, in 2024, we'll see things that we've never seen before. People are acting up more than they ever did. Sin is running rapid throughout the land. People will rush to a lie faster than they'll do to the truth of God. People will cater to the desires of the flesh and spend numerous monies to get what they want as far as catering to the fleshly desires in 2024. But we as believers of Christ, we must encourage one another to stay in the faith, even though all around us things are trying to get our attention. We must look on to the hills from which comes our help. Our help coming from the Lord. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we must stay prayed up, tied up, wrapped up in the things of God. Because if we let go, even for a moment, hallelujah, sin can distract us. You see, God is not looking for he's not looking for those that are sitting on the sideline. They're those that are only spectators. No, God wants us to be spectators. He wants us to be participators, getting involved in the things of God, during the work of the ministry as an evangelist, telling people about the goodness of the Lord. And again, when we look at Hebrew 4 and 16, it says, Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, if we will, God will. He's waiting on us to do our part. And if we do our part, God is ready, willing, and able to do his part quick and in a hurry. You see, God's grace and mercy is available in 2024 to you as a follower of his on a daily basis. Yes, beloved, we serve a loving and compassionate God, a God that sits high but look low, a God that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. Yes, child of God, God's grace and mercy is available to us each and every day of our lives. We have to understand that not one of us is perfect. We are pushing towards perfection, and we all fall short on a daily basis. For the Bible says all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Because of our mistakes, which happens and will happen, and we are trying again, hallelujah, once to repent and get right with God. We are trying again to move forward, not looking back, but moving forward in the things of God. So, beloved, when we do fall short of God's desire for us, hallelujah, short of what God's recommendation is for us to live the straight and narrow path, and his desire for us is to grow spiritually and mature in the faith and to draw closer to him on a daily basis for guidance and for direction. As the Bible says here in Psalms 46, verse 1, God is our refuge, our strength, our very present help in times of trouble. Yes, believer in Christ, instead of clinging to God, we often are hard on ourselves because of our shortcomings, because we thought we had it all together and realized that sin is ever so present. We desire to do right, but sin is ever so present in our lives. You see, as long as we're in this end, we are subject to sin. So, my brothers and sisters in Christ, let us have a made-up mind. Let us do our best. Hallelujah. Cast all our cares upon the Lord, for he loveth, for he cares for us. We have to remember that without Jesus Christ in our life, we can't do nothing. According to John 5, hallelujah. Sometimes when we fall short of the glory of God, when we fall short and miss the mark, 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is great. If we confess our sins, he is just and righteous and will give us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Sometimes when we let guilt get upon us because we have missed the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, we need to repent. Hallelujah. Repent honestly before the Lord and let him know how sorry we are for the sins that we have committed. After that, we have to shake ourselves off and get back into right standing with God, so that we can go forward in the things of God. And the Bible says them that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God and daughters. Yes, we can be our own harshest critic, fault finder in our lives. But we have to understand that we, on a daily basis, is dying to the flesh and our selfish desire, agenda, in order to get out of the way that God may have full control of our lives. We realize that we're not our own anymore. We've been bought with a price in 2024. So we must place our hands in the master's hand. We must get to the place in life where we won't make a move until we go in prayer and talk to God about it. Yes, we should pray first and foremost when we first get up in the morning or at noontime or even at night. Because when we pray, things will help us. God will help us to stay focused on the things that he wants to do in our lives. See, the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, to pray without ceasing. It also says in Luke 18:1, to be called to the verse, men ought always to pray and not lose faith and not lose heart or faith. So sometimes, beloved, we be too hard on ourselves because we place things on ourselves that are real, unrealistic expectations, and on others as well. So by trying to handle everything in our own strength, not realizing the Bible says that the joy of the Lord is our strength. We can only go so far in our little finite minds and little frail bodies. We need a touch from God to stir us up, a touch from God to raise us up, a touch from God to direct our path, a touch from God to sustain us in areas where we may be weak. Bible says in Isaiah 40:31, but those that wait on the Lord, he shall renew our strength. We shall mount up with wings as eagles. We shall run and not be weary. We shall walk and not faint. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we are talking about tonight God's grace, God's mercy is available to us on a daily basis. Yes, people of God, the good news in 2024 is this, that God's grace, which is a free gift for all believers, will cover us and strengthen us in order to move forward. The grace of God, unmerited favor. Remember this always, that God's grace is a free gift. We can't buy it. We can't earn it. No, it's free. You do not have to earn it, work for it, or buy God's grace. It is freely given. If we allow God to give it to us, if we allow God to move in our behalf. Yes, beloved, again, it is a free gift given to every believer in Christ. Beloved, God has saved us, and he has called us to a holy life. Be ye separate, says the Lord. Here in 2 Timothy 1:9, it says, who has saved us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. God's grace and his mercy is available for you in 2024. So believer in Christ, God's grace is given from God's love for you, and it reassures you that you are not alone in this Christian walk and journey that we have embarked in upon. Yet God's grace empowers and encourages to start each and every day afresh and anew, to put the past behind us to leave the past in the plan, in the past. That's why we got to look on to Jesus as the author and finisher of our faith, because he's the one that have started this Christian movement. He's the one that is our chief, hallelujah, executive officer in the body of Christ, Jesus Christ, who is the author and finisher of our faith. Bible says in Hebrews 11:1, that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. That them that come to God must believe that he is who he say he is. So despite the different seasons and challenges that we may face, God's grace will continue to cover us, guide us, and lead us each and every day. So, beloved, let us give thanks and praises to God for his grace, which is a free gift for you and I in 2024. See, the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. I'm going to say that again for those that are listening, for those that will be listening at a later date. According to 1 Thessalonians 5:18, it says, in everything, whether good or bad, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, God wants us to give thanks regardless of what situation that we find ourselves in. Give thanks in everything, good or bad. It doesn't matter. God is still working out in your favor. Because Romans 8:28 says, but we know that all things work together for good for them that love the Lord and is called according to his purpose. Yes, people of God, God's grace is sufficient for you. God's grace is sufficient for us, and it will never, ever run out. In the book of 2 Corinthians 12:9, it says, and he say unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weaknesses. Here in the 8th clause of the verse, we see where the Apostle Paul have approached the Lord 3 different times for the ailment of sickness that was troubling him. Some scholars and theologians said that he had an eye problem. Whatever problem it was a hindrance to his daily walk. So he approached God 3 different times to take this away from him. And finally, the Lord came to him after the 3rd time. And he said unto Paul, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in your weakness. Yes, when we are totally dependent on Jesus as being Lord and Savior of our lives, there's going to be times where we may suffer a physical, mental, spiritual, whatever the case may be, of delay, of hardness, of sin, because of our sinful nature. Again, while we're in this skin, we're liable to sin. So child of God, there is nothing that you can do or have done that will exempt you from God's grace. See, God's grace is given to us on a daily basis. The same grace from yesterday will not carry you in today. So God, in all his mercy, his grace and love, he let us know that his ways is not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. God knows the amount of grace that you need from him on a daily basis. So child of God, God's grace will carry you and will sustain you when you are weak and feeling overwhelmed or shaken up by every situation that you go through in 2024. Yes, believer in Christ, let God's grace cover you when you need it the most in order to get new strength and direction for your spirit, man. Yes, allow God's sufficient grace to fill in the gaps when your human strength is depleted or need restoration. Yes, beloved, God's grace will cover all of our inadequacies, shortcomings, flaws, and sin. Because of God's grace, because of God's grace, his unmerited favor of God, saying that we deserve, God will allow us, hallelujah, to be covered by his grace, his mercy and love on a daily basis. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, as we go along this Christian journey, let us not take the liberty that we have in the Lord for a selfish motive. Let us always reverence God Almighty, because without him, we can't do nothing. So child of God, despite of your past, your shortcomings, God's mercy will cover you and give you the strength to move forward in 2024. So child of God, each new day that God allows you to wake up, it is a new opportunity to try again and to trust him more and more. Bible says, when it comes to trust, Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not to our own understanding. In all of our ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. So, beloved, our circumstances may not immediately change, but God's mercy will allow us to shift our perspective, our views, and trust in his direction. Yeah, God wants you to make it. God wants you to make it more than you want to make it in 2024 on a spiritual, mental, and physical realm of love. Yes, God's grace and mercy is available for you.
I've been through so much in my life, tried everything, but nothing turned out right. Then the master, he took my hand, yeah. Now he's leading me to the promised land, to oh yeah. Jesus loves me, oh yes, my Jesus, he loves me. Oh yes, Jesus loves me, for the Bible tells me so.
From beginning to the end, I experienced his love. Now I found a true friend. He loves me. Just read the writing on the wall.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him. We have thank God for another opportunity to come before you to bring forth God's word. We thank him because he woke us up this morning and sent us on our way. He is the one that has his hand of mercy and grace upon each and every one of our lives in 2024. So tell God, we just thank God for you. We appreciate we are in the second month of the year now. We thank God that God has graced us to have an opportunity to still be here in the land of living, be on top of the ground, ground not on top of us. So we are thankful to be able to be a force, crying out in the wilderness, preparing ye the way of the Lord. Hallelujah. Because Jesus Christ, he's coming back. And he's coming back for a church without spots, blemish, or wrinkle. So I would encourage and exhort and exhort you in the things of God just to do your tailor-made divine assignment that God has specially tailored for you to do. So child of God, as we move forward in 2024, we ask that you just stay in prayer for us and with us. And we'll do the same for you. We don't want to touch and agree based on the word of God. It says, if any two of us come to agreement, as touching anything here on earth, it'll be done of our heavenly Father, which is in heaven. So we want to touch and agree with you on what you believe in God for. Hallelujah. In 2024, that according to his timing, God's timing, and according to his will for your life, at the level of faith that you are right now, that God will move speedily, hallelujah, to answer that prayer and honor their request, but most of all, the salvation to come forth at your house and others that are still lost, that don't know Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior of their lives. So again, we want to say thank you for helping us to spread the gospel, helping us to let people know about the new time for the radio broadcast on Tuesdays. On Tuesday night as well as on Friday night at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. So we thank God again that we are able to teach and preach on a local level, but be able to reach on a global level. So all praise, all glory and honor goes to him. Tell him, God, again, despite of your past shortcomings, God's mercy covers you and gives you strength to move forward in 2024. Yes, believer in Christ, each and every new day that God allows us to wake up, it is a new opportunity to try again, spiritually, mentally, as well as physically, to get out of our comfort zone and go in the highways and the byways to tell people about Jesus, who is our way maker. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by him. Jesus is his name. You see, my brothers and sisters in Christ, it is God that allowed you as his child to wake up. To wake up today, each and every day of our lives, to give us a new opportunity, hallelujah, to trust him more and more on a daily basis. So, beloved, our circumstances may not immediately change, but God's mercy will allow us to shift our prospective views and to trust in his direction and guidance. Yes, child of God, God's mercy is very calm and it is available to you today in 2024. Yes, God's mercy will cover and keep you even in the midst of life tragedy and challenges. So, beloved, God's grace and mercy will help us to forgive ourselves as well as to forgive others. Yes, believers in Christ, we have to have a made up mind and our heart has to be fixed because it is a daily decision that you must make in 2024 in order to receive God's grace and mercy as you engage in life joys and challenges. Remember what the word says in 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So believe in Christ, due to God's great love for us, God will teach, he will shepherd, he will direct us with loving kindness, patience, and with grace. You see, in order for you to move forward and to trust that God is in control, full control, you must forgive yourself of your shortcomings. You must forgive yourself of where you thought you was on a spiritual basis. Remember that each and every day, it provides a new opportunity for you as a believer in Christ to start afresh and anew. And hopefully you have learned from the lesson of yesterday that we need God. We need him in the morning, noontime, and at night. Yes, God's grace and mercy is available for us on a daily basis. Remember this, my brothers and sisters in Christ, that God, the God of the universe, is our helper in time of need in 2024. See, the Bible says in Hebrews 13, verse 6, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what men shall do unto me. You see, when you know the Lord is on your side, then new confidence come in. It's not because of what we did. It's not about our physique or how we look. No, it's just knowing that the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings has our best interests in mind. Because this will help. This will help us coming from the Lord, which is adequate enough, because it is divine, almighty help that we are lacking in 2024. So we must go in prayer. We must study the Word of God for ourselves, according to 2 Timothy 2 and 15. Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly divided, the Word of truth. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we as believers in Christ must remember that this help is always available, because the Lord does not change, and He is always. We are reminded of Hebrews 13, verse 8, where it says, Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. Another thing that we as believers in Christ must remember, that this help from the Lord is appreciated to our, is appropriate to our individual need, whether personally or collectively. You see, the Lord, Jesus Christ, He is appropriate to our individual needs, because it is personal, dispended, divided to each of us according to our need. When we look at the Word of God in Hebrews 4, verse 16, it says, let us therefore come boldly, confidently, unto the throne of grace, that we might obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Yes, believer in Christ, the God that we serve is awesome. The God that we serve, He sits high, but look low. The God that we serve has all power in His hand. God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great I am. Yes, beloved child of God, you have been invited to enter confidently into the throne room of heaven and to boldly approach God's throne so that you may obtain mercy and grace and find the grace that you need in help in time of need. Yes, this privilege that is awarded to all who have been saved by the blood of the Lamb, the blood of Jesus that was shed on Calvary, the blood of Jesus that cleanses whiter than snow. Yes, beloved, it is by God's grace that Jesus Christ took upon Himself the sins of the world so that we could be saved by grace. Only through faith in Christ have we been justified in the forgiveness of sin and covered in Christ's perfect, preferred righteousness. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, Jesus Christ is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Jesus Christ is the one that hallowed God gave as His only begotten Son to us to fulfill the gap so that we can have a better life, to fulfill the gap that was lacking. After bringing forth His Son, hallelujah, to this planet Earth that we are living in, and even as an infant in Mary's womb, born in the manger, in a place that was rejected by man, we are so grateful for Jesus, because He knew what His trials and tribulations would be. He knew that what He was appointed to do at such a time as this. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, it is by God's grace that Jesus took upon himself the sins of the world so that we could be saved by grace only through faith in Christ have we become justified and forgiven of our sin and covered in Christ for perfect righteousness. Always remember, my brothers and sisters in Christ, that in 2024, that it is only because of the merit, worthiness, excellency, and virtue of Jesus Christ's sacrificial offering of himself upon the cross on our behalf that we have this amazing entitlement. All right. Yes, our confidence is found on what Jesus Christ has already done on our account. Our assurance rests upon Christ's victory cry, which referred to it is finished. So people of God were accepted by God in the beloved family of God. So beloved, through time and through into eternity. So there is a big difference between God's grace and mercy. You see, mercy is an act of withholding deserved punishment, while grace is an act of endowing unmerited favor. In God's mercy, he does not give us the punishment that we deserve, which was namely gone to hell, while on his grace, while in his grace, God gave us, has given us the gift we do not deserve, which namely would be in heaven. You see, mercy and grace are the ultimate attributes of love, the agape love of God. So people of God, when we look into the Word of God, we see that God's grace and mercy in the Bible are manifested throughout the entire scriptures, Old as well as New Testament. See, the Bible is filled with the stories of God having perfect people to accomplish his will. When we look around in 2024, we relate back in the Old Testament that God used people for his glory, for his purpose. When we look at the life of David, who was the second king of the nation of Israel? David was a young man that was taking care of his father's sheep by night. David was anointed for an appointed time by a prophet. David, he learned as he went on his pilgrimage journey, he learned different things concerning ministry. At the age of 12, he was found in the sanctuary in the temple at Jerusalem, and he opened up the book and fell on the book of Isaiah, where it says, "He has anointed me to preach the gospel to those that are less fortunate than we are, those that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of their life." Yes, people of God, God's mercy and grace in the Word of God are manifest throughout the entire scriptures. See, the Bible is filled with the stories of God, having imperfect people to accomplish God's power in God's purpose. For example, again, David, he is a man. David is a man that, after God's own heart, despised his great sin. David lust, he killed, and he fornicated. When we look at, see, God don't look at man the way that we do. God judges, he is the one that judges the heart of man. So eventually what's in your heart will eventually come out in your mouth. So David, he lust, he killed, and he fornicated. Also, when we look at Abraham, Abraham feared and he lied. Sarah was very impatient, and Jacob was a cheater. Moses was stubborn and doubtful. But yet, God used him for his purpose. Yes, Rahab was a prostitute. And all the Israelites that rebelled came out, and many times, even against God. Yet God still used all of them to accomplish his purpose in the Old Testament. So, brothers and sisters in Christ, yes, God is faithful, and his promises never fail. When we look at the example of God's grace and mercy, which are found in the New Testament, for example, when we look at Saul, who was a persecutor, yet God converted him to become Paul, the apostle of Christ, the author of nearly half of the New Testament. Faith, as Peter was temperament and denied Jesus, yet Jesus used him to preach and to teach, and in one service about 3,000 souls were saved. Then there was also my brother, it's just in Christ, there was the apostle Thomas, who was a doubter. Yet God used him to preach the gospel in India and other places. Mary Magdalene, who was demon possessed at the time when Jesus encountered her. And said, yet God's gracious gave him, or gave her a wonderful chance to be the first witness to examine the risen Christ. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, Martha was very restless, yet God also allowed her to be among the first witnesses of the resurrection of Christ and of Lazarus, her brother. Yet Barnabas was a criminal, yet God allowed him to be set free in order to change, in order to exchange for Jesus. Clearly, the Bible, the Word of God, biblical instruction before leaving earth, it is the record of a God who repeatedly, for years, who forgives us. Yes, our sinful human and works of the flesh, and through them, for their own good, and for his ultimate glory. So we as born-again believers of Christ have to be very careful on how we go about doing what we do for the glory of God. As beloved, if God has shown his love to those people in time past, he must be able to do to do so while in his own life today in 2024. Yes, believers in Christ, accept God's grace and mercy, which is free. Jesus Christ, the authentic of all faith, he has paid all necessary payment for our salvation. God is very full. Praise the Lord, says. For the Lord God is his sun and shield. The Lord will forgive, will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. As believer in Christ, hallelujah, as believer in Christ, we must know our own identity in Christ and share his love with others in 2024. So, beloved, let us, therefore, as God's chosen and beloved people, continue to do the work, the good work that God has given us to do, and be gracious and merciful in our judgment of ourselves as well as others in 2024. God bless you. God keep you is my prayer. Amen. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle, for that teaching tonight. We hope that you've gleaned some information that you can apply to your life. Please make a note of the number, 347-826-9424, and share the number with your friends and family and have them join you. You join us every Tuesday and every Friday evening at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. Again, that's 347-826-9424. Every Friday and every Tuesday evening at 5 p.m. We'd love to have you join us. Again, enjoy your evening. Be safe. Know that God loves you, and so do we. And the Lord willing, we'll be back with you again on Friday evening at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. God bless.